我们真的是心里快乐，我们的口欢呼。
Our heart rejoices and our lips praises.
我们知道我们的主他去为我们预备地方。
We know our Lord has gone to prepare for us a place.
有天他还要再来。
And one day he is coming back.
接我们进入荣耀。
To take us to his glory.
昨天第一堂信息我们讲到超越的基督。
Yesterday we talked about the superior Christ.
基督为儿子治理神的家。
And how Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is over God's house.
我们讲到神家建造的那个原则，必须是从死然后复活。
We talk about the principle of building God's house has to be through death and resurrection.
在这个原则的里面
，And in this principle,
神的拆毁就是神的建造。
When God is tearing down, at the same time, He's building us up.
昨天晚上年轻人服侍饭食。
Last night, some young people served, the dinner for us.
到最后呢有两位他们有一点小小的事故发生。
And towards the end, two young brothers had some quarrel.
后来感谢主。
And we thank the Lord. And after listening to the sermon last night,
听进去了。
And some people heard what was said.
有一位就讲说若不经过死然后进入复活。
And one of them said, without going suffering of death and through resurrection,
仇敌可以用一个小小的事故然后他来破坏。
The enemy can destroy even through the trivial thing.
但是如果我们真的认识我们与主的同时，
But if we truly see that I have died with Christ,
我们可以进入那个拆毁是除掉我们的旧造。
Then we can actually go through the tearing down work by God, which is do away with our flesh.
我们与他一同复活。
And we can be raised from the dead with him.
他能够将他的生命建造在我们的里面。
And that way God can build up his own life in us.
弟兄姐妹可能在我们的家庭的里面。
Maybe in our family life.
在夫妻之间。
Among brothers, wife, husband and wife.
在父母跟儿女之间。
Between parents and children.
也许不时也发生了一些小小的事情。
And little quarrels or unpleasant disputes happen from time to time.
我们知道盗贼来，仇敌他就是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And we all know thief has come or robber come to steal, to destroy, and to murder.
但是今天我们知道我们的主已经为我们在十字架上他死，我们在他里面和他一同死了。
But through his crucifixion, we die with him when he died.
他复活，我们和他一同复活了。
And when he was raised from the dead, we rose up with him.
今天基督为儿子，他治理神的家。
Now Christ, the Son of God, is over his house.
无论在我们个人的身上。
Whether it's on us individually,
无论在教会的里面，
or in his own church,
无论发生怎么样的事情，
doesn't matter what happens.
弟兄姐妹，我们经过死，我们与主是一同复活。
Dear brothers and sisters, we can be going through the death and resurrection with the Lord together.
经过各样的环境，我们看到神的拆毁就是他的建造。
And in all circumstances, we can see that tearing down by the hand of the Lord is actually building us up.
今天晚间第二堂信息，我们要讲到超越的救恩。
And tonight, we'd like to talk about the superior salvation.
二章三节说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
Chapter 2, verse 3 of Hebrews says, How shall we escape?If we ignore such a great salvation.
有很多人讲到救恩，好像就是我们罪得多赦免，我们不会下地狱，我们会上天堂。
And to many believers, their idea about salvation is that are my sins forgiven, I will not go to hell, I will go to heaven.
希伯来书让我们要认识什么是这么大的救恩。
Yeah, the book Hebrews try to tell us what a great salvation we have.
今天神在我们身上那一个永远的心意。
And what is God's eternal purpose on us?
远远超过叫我们只是仅仅的得救。
It is way past the idea about just being saved.
有这么的丰富，他叫我们来经历，来得着。
It is so abundant and he wants to experience and obtain it.
有一个人别人送了他一张迪士尼乐园的门票。
And someone got a gift, of Disneyland's ticket.
他非常的高兴。
He was very happy to have it.
他用了这张门票，他进了 迪士尼乐园。
And with that ticket, he entered into the Disneyland.
但是他一直在高兴这件事情。
And he was really happy about that gift.
啊，他进来了。
He made it into the Disneyland.
但他并没有去参加任何一个怎么样的这些 ride。
However, he did not enjoy any of the rides.
时间到了，后来他又出来了。
And at the end of the day, he left the park.
人家问他说，那里面到底怎么样啊？
And people asked him afterwards, how did it go?
他说，里面怎么样，我不是很清楚。
So I really have no idea.
啊，但是我免费的得了一张票，这太好了。
All I know is this great news that I got a ticket for free.
今天是不是有很多信耶稣了？
Isn't it so with the many believers who have believed in Jesus?
好像得着了一个到天堂的门票。
It's like they have given a ticket to go to heaven.
人可能就满足了。
And they are fine with that.
姐妹，但是我们要认识这么大的救恩。
But brothers and sisters, we have to know the great salvation we have.
他说不能要忽略。
Do not ignore it.
若是忽略，怎么能逃罪呢？
And how can we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?
我们一起来读希伯来书二章的第一节到第四节。
That is read chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 together.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
Let's read Chinese first and then English.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能逃罪呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了，神又按自己的旨意，用神机骑士和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。
English, we must pay more careful attention. Therefore,to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miraclesand gifts of Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
他告诉我们说，我们要越发郑重所听见的。
Here says we must pay more careful attention.
恐怕我们随流失去。
So that we will not drift away.
随流就是一个飘的意思。
Meaning floating away.
当在那个河的里面，你不用力的时候，你就随着这个流飘走了。
If you're in the river, if you don't make any effort, you would just follow the flow.
那个失去，它的意思是漏掉了。
And it means drift away means floating or lost.
那好像一个桶子，它有洞。
Just like you have a bucket, however, there are holes in it.
然后里面的水呢，你盛不了，它会漏掉的。
Even you contain water in the bucket, gradually the water will leak out.
今天我们知道救恩是何等的宝贵。
And we all know how great the salvation is.
所以不能忽略它。
So we cannot ignore it.
更是要非常的郑重。
Instead, we need to make careful attention.
当我们觉得说很多事情你不需要用力气的时候，
A lot of that times, if you don't need to make an effort,
随着这个流在那里飘。
You can just flow according to the flow.
有的时候世界有一个潮流。
In this world, there is a flow.
好像整个文化也是一个潮流。
The culture is a flow.
今天若是不在主的心意的里面，
If we are not standing firm in the purpose of the Lord,
好像就随着这个流，我们会飘去的。
It's very easy for us to be floated away.
曾经有两个人，他们在一条河的里面，在那里划船。
And there are two men boating in the river.
后来那个船翻了。
And the boat was flipped.
这两个人呢都掉到水里去了。
Both fell into the water.
然后这两个人随着那个水在那里漂流的时候，
As they flow along with the river current,
岸上的人在那里警告他们。
People on the boat bank warned them.
在下面不远啊，就是一个瀑布了。
Not far from where you are, there's a fall.
所以有人就想办法怎么样去来救。
And people try to rescue them.
有人就丢把绳子丢到河的里面。
Some throw a rope into the water.
其中有一个人，他看到有一个很大的木头从他旁边飘着。
And the other one saw a huge piece of wood passing by in the river.
他就抓着那个木头。
So one of the two men grabbed onto that wood.
好像那个木头就让他安全了。
And he felt safe about it.
那另外一个人呢？
Yeah, the other man
抓住了那个绳子。
Held on to the rope.
就我们都知道那个结果。
We all know the result.
抓住那个木头的，随着水飘飘飘，最后就掉到瀑布下面去。
The one got hold of that piece of wood actually will fall into the fall.
抓住绳子的后来被救上了岸。
The one that grabbed the rope got help and survived.
今天我们可能觉得说，什么是我们可以依靠的，我们可以抓住的。
And if you feel there are things that you can hold on to.
有的人觉得今天我的财富是我可以抓住的。
Maybe it's your wealth.
我的健康是我可以抓住的。
Maybe it's your health.
但是若是我们随流而去的话，
But if we follow the flow in our life,
这些都不能拯救我们。
None of these can really rescue us.
我们需要来到主的面前。
We need to come to the Lord of life.
来抓住我们的主。
And hold on to the Lord.
唯有他是我们唯一的拯救。
He is our only salvation.
他告诉我们说，若忽略这么大的救恩，
And it says, if we ignore such a great salvation,
怎能逃罪呢？
How can we escape?
所以今天我们求主开我们的眼。
So we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
求主让我们能够真的认识救恩是这么大。
To really understand our salvation is truly great.
叫我们在今天我们进入了，我们是神的儿女，我们享受，我们要得着这么大的救恩。
So that as children of God, we need to not only have it, but enter it and enjoy it.
他告诉我们说，这个救恩是主亲自讲的。
And you talk about this salvation was first announced by the Lord himself.
干犯的天使所传的都要受刑罚的。
And for people that ignore or violate what's spoken by angels, they would have received their just punishment.
更何况是主亲自讲的。
Not to mention to ignore what the Lord said.
他说后来听见的人给我们证实了。
And that salvation was confirmed by those who heard him.
也许今天我们知道这些写希伯来书的，也许他并没有直接听到主向他所说的话。
And it's likely the author of the book of Hebrews did not hear what the Lord said personally.
但是有人把他证实了。
But someone who heard it and confirmed it.
今天信道是从听道来的。
Therefore, to really, in order to believe, you need to hear the word.
但是如果没有人传道的话，
Yet if there's no one preaching the word,
人怎么能够听到呢？
How can people hear the word?
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们看到主把一个使命托给我们。
So God has entrusted us with a mission.
这么大的救恩，今天我们认识了。
Since we have known this great salvation,
要把它传扬出去。
We need to tell others.
他说不止今天听见的人证实了。
Those who have heard it confirmed it.
并且神用自己的旨意，他做一件事，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐。同他们做见证。
And even God also testified to it through signs, wonders, miracles, and the gifts in the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
所以我们知道说这些神迹奇事是为着传福音的时候他在那里为着做见证的。
Therefore we know the purpose of having signs and wonders or miracles is to help people to get to know the gospel.
我们看到今天有很多神的儿女。
And we see many children of God these days.
以这些神迹奇事成为他们追求的目标。
They were chasing after or pursuing miracles and wonders. That become their goals.
那另外有一些神的儿女呢？
Also, there is another type of God's children.
他们觉得说这些作为目标是不对的。
They know chasing after miracles and signs is not right.
那他们走到另外一个极端，他们就完全的反对。
But they would take another extreme, which is opposed to signs and wonders and miracles.
什么神迹奇事啊，百般的异能啊，圣灵的恩赐啊。
And they reject the signs, wonders, various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到有两个极端，有些是竭力的追求，完全这就是他的目标，有一些是完全的拒绝。
So there are people of two extremes. One is chasing after these things. One is objected to those things.
但是我们读到马可福音16章。
Yeah, Mark 16 says.
他告诉我们，信的人是有神迹奇事随着他们的。
It says signs and wonders will follow those who believe.
神迹奇事是为着福音来做见证的。
Because these things are testimonies to the gospel.
所以当我们认识了以后
，After we understand that，
弟兄姐妹，今天我们不是以神迹奇事为我们追求的目标。
On one hand, we know we will not pursue as our goals these signs and wonders and miracles.
我们也不是一味的拒绝。
On the other hand, we will not refuse that either.
我记得有一次在国内去有一个地方。
I remember when I visit China at a certain place.
他们是非常拒绝的。
And they reject the signs and wonders.
什么为人家病人祷告啊。
If you try to pray for the sick.
他就说啊，这是灵恩派的。
They said this is very Pentecostal.
有一次有人举手祷告，他也说这是灵恩派的。
And when you pray and you raise your hand, they said that's Pentecostal too.
我在想这些怎么都变成灵恩派的特权了。
And I was very amazed at their comment.
神给我们那么多的祝福，好像神儿女拒绝到一个地步，把这些都抵挡在外面了。
For these are all the blessings of our Father God, yet some children will reject those things.
后来我跟他们那位教会的领袖多一点的交通。
Later on, I had a chance to fellowship with their leaders.
其实他自己也知道说，他也承认说，哎呀，当初早期的时候，他们火热的在那里传福音。
He confessed that, you know, when we try to share gospel initially,
那时候没有宗没有派，只有基督，只有爱。
And there are different denominations, only Christ and love.
他也不知道什么灵恩派不灵恩派的。
He didn't know there's any difference between regular or Pentecostal people.
他说有人生病了，他们祷告祷告，病就好了。
So yeah, there are people sick, and we just keep on praying, and he got healed.
有人被鬼附了，他们祷告祷告，鬼就跑了。
And there are people possessed by demon, and we pray, and the demon left.
所以他讲到。曾经在他们当中
Yet when he said that everything was past tense
没有很多的这些包袱的时候
And when there were no other burdens
他们是经历到其实这些神迹奇事是为着福音在做见证的
And therefore they could experience signs and wonders as the evidence for the gospel
他们火热的传福音
And they were on fire preaching the gospel
圣灵同作见证
And the Holy Spirit was with them to testify to the gospel
见证这是何等浩大的救恩
To testify what a great salvation we have
这么大的救恩，弟兄姐妹，今天神已经赐给我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, God has given to us a great salvation.
所以我们知道说这个救恩，你可以从过去、从现在，然后从未来，我们从三个方面来看。
And we can view our salvation in three aspects: in the past, in the present, and in the future.
在过去呢，在主来之前，从律法、从旧约的时代。就预示了这个救恩。
The salvation has been prophesied in the Old Testament time before Jesus came.
在希伯来书九章二十二节说，按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。
And in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22 says, In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood.
他说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
所以主的话讲的都非常的清楚，非常的绝对。
And the Lord's word is clearly written.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
在希伯来书十章第一节说，律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。
And Hebrews 10, 1 and 4 says,The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly, year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship.
我们昨天跟弟兄姐妹有分享到，希伯来书是写给希伯来人的。
Yesterday, we talked about the recipient of the book of Hebrews should be Hebrews.
那当然，希伯来人他的意思是过河的人。
And the meaning of Hebrews means people that cross the river.
亚伯拉罕是典型的第一个代表。
And the most typical example would be Abraham.
但是这些犹太人他们非常熟悉律法。
And these Jews, they are very knowledgeable about the law.
但是希伯来书呢，特别就让他们清楚。 他们熟悉的律法常常成了他们的一个拦阻。
Yet in this book, it tells them in many places that law actually become a hindrance from coming to the truth.
啊，我们也讲到说，过河，其实我们每一位受浸的，其实我们都是真的希伯来人。
And also we talk about you and I who have been baptized are true Hebrews.
所以希伯来书也是写给我们每一位的。
Therefore, the book Hebrews is written to every one of us.
那律法呢，它是将来美事的影儿。
And the law is just the shadows of the good things that are coming.
所以你如果是在太阳，你看到影子，那你要知道说，为什么会有影子呢？因为它有一个本物。
And when you stand in the sun, you see your own shadow, you realize the shadow is there because there's a substance behind it, or in front of it.
所以律法它是影子，它不是本物。
And the law is shadow, not the true thing, not the reality.
所以它只有一个预表的意义在那里。
Therefore, this is the symbolic.
所以第四节他说，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
And it says, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
所以我们如果把9章22节跟10章第4节连在一起。
And if we put side by side, chapter 9 verse 22 and chapter 10 verse 1.
一个讲到说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
It says, without shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness.
那第二方面呢，是讲到牛羊的血断不能除罪。
And chapter 10 verse 4 says that the blood, it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
那在律法底下，他们的血是什么血呢？
So what kind of blood is used under the law?
是牛羊的血。
The blood of bulls and goats.
所以主的话讲得那么清楚，牛羊的血是断不能除罪的。
But the Bible says so clearly, these blood cannot take away sin.
当我们读到创世纪，人犯罪堕落了以后，
When we read the book of Genesis,
神来寻找人。
After man sinned, God came to seek people.
他特别讲到说，神用皮子为他们做衣服。
And talk about how God prepared for them clothes.Through the skin.
那边就讲到，是的，是需要经过杀生，需要经过流血。
Therefore, some life has to be killed.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Because without the shedding of blood, it is impossible to have forgiveness of sin.
我记得我们在读的时候，有一个弟兄他问。
And one brother asked a question when we read that chapter in the Genesis.
亚当夏娃他们犯罪了，他们不听神的话，吃了。分别善恶树的果子。
Yes, Adam and Eve sinned. They disobeyed God's order. They ate the fruit from the forbidden tree.
是他们应该要受一些的刑罚，对不对
？Yes, they should be punished.
但是如果他们那个时候他们悔改了呢
？What if they regretted and they repented on the spot?
是不是神就可以赦免他们了
？Can God just forgive them?
那是一个很有意思的问题。
That was a very interesting question.
但是我们也知道说，他们吃或者是说他们违背了神的命令。
And we all know, even they ate it or they disobeyed directly God's order.
好像那个变成并不是一个主要的问题。
And that wasn't really the main issue here.
最重要的是罪进到了人的里面。
The most important point is that through that, sin has entered into us.
他们被组织成了罪人。
They have become or constituted into a sinner.
所以神在那里用皮子做衣服给他们。
That's why God prepared clothes through skin for them.
那是一个最早的一个预示。
And that was the very first symbol.
所以希伯来书这里我们很清楚，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Therefore, Hebrews made it very clear to us, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
然后呢，牛羊的血是断不能除罪的。
And it is impossible for the blood of bull or goat to take away sin.
所以下面就让我们清楚看见。
And so the logic flows naturally after this.
必须是耶稣基督，他是自己来用他自己的血。
That Jesus Christ has to come himself and with his own blood.
只有他自己的血能够赦免我们的罪。
Can we have forgiveness of sin?
所以九章十一到十二节讲到说，但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。
And Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 12 says, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here,
经过那更大更全备的帐幕,
he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle.
那个帐幕是天上的真帐幕,
and that is the true tabernacle from heaven.
不是人手所造的,
that is not man-made.
也不是属乎这世界的,
that is to say, not a part of this creation.
那是天上的本物,
but the true thing in heaven.
十二节说，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血。
And verse 12 says he did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves.
乃是用自己的血。
But he entered the most holy place with his own blood.
只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
And once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
我们再看仔细一点哈，那个赎罪的事那两个下面有点点点。
And if you pay attention to the Chinese translation, the last two words of verse 12 has dots underneath it.
所以他的意思是他成就了永远的赎回。
So he had obtained eternal redemption.
所以必须是耶稣基督他自己的血为我们流出来。
So it has to be the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us.
牛羊的血断不能除罪。
Not the blood of bulls and goats, which cannot take away sins.
必须是神儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
It had to be the precious blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
利未记告诉我们说，活物的生命是在血的里面。
And Deuteronomy told us that the soul life of a living thing is in His blood.
以赛亚书让我们知道说，主在十字架上，他的血流出来，特别讲到说。他的命为我们倾倒出来。
And through the prophet Isaiah, it says, when Jesus was on the cross, his soul life was poured out for us.
他的魂为我们倾倒出来。
His soul life was poured out.
所以主是用他的生命来赎我们回来的。
Therefore, through his own life, he redeemed us.
哦，在他血里面所代表的是耶稣基督那超凡美丽的生命。
And what was in the blood of Jesus Christ? His supreme and surpassingly beautiful life.
当他为我们留下他的宝血。
When he shed his blood,
其他的血为我们升到神的面前。
That blood ascended to Father God.
这个代表他的生命那么圣洁，那么完全。
He presented to God a beautiful, a perfect life.
只有他有资格能够站在我们的地位上，成为我们的代替。
Only He was qualified to take our place.
只有这一个血能够满足父神所有公义的要求。
Only blood from a life like that can satisfy God's requirement for righteousness.
哦，这是这么大的救恩。
Oh, such a great salvation.
今天耶稣的宝血为我们流了。
The precious blood of Jesus has been shed for us.
我们的罪能够得着了赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
有一次我们知道改革宗教的非常有名的马丁路德。
We all know Martin Luther very well.
有一天撒旦魔鬼把他所有的罪犯过的罪啊好像写在一个橙子上面呈现在他的面前。
And one day, devil approached him and showed him a scroll full of the sins that he has done.
在那里控告他。
He condemned him through that.
这些罪是不是你犯的?
Did you do all these wrongs?
马丁路德说是，是我犯的。
Martin Luther agreed and admitted, yes, these are my sins.
那他下面他说然而耶稣基督的宝血已经洗净了我的罪。
And he continued by saying, yet, the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed my sin.
魔鬼立刻就离开了。
And the devil left.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到，讲到过去的救恩。
We see salvation in the past.
所预示的那一位神的儿子。
What was foretold about the Son of God?
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他背负我们的罪孽。
Who had come to carry the sin of the whole world.
哦，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Now you and I have been blessed and saved.
今天我们要往前看，希伯来书十章十九到二十二节。
We need to
看，让我们认识到说，今天主要带我们能够来到神的面前。
And we need to move forward to see what's in book Hebrews chapter 10, what God intends to take us to.
所有主已经做成的工作。
Everything the Lord has done.
我们因着信，我们能够得着一个地位。
And we can now obtain a position through faith.
但是我们光是站在那个地位上还是不够的。
But it's not enough just to stand in that position.
就说你可以来到神面前。
Yes, we can come to God now.
跟说你来到神面前，这有很大很大的差别。
It is different from yes, I am qualified to come to God versus I come to God.
所以今天我们讲到这么大的救恩临到我们的身上。
So when we say we have such a great salvation,
我们需要认识现在的救恩。
We need to know our salvation in the present time.
我们读这一段很重要哈。
This is
十章十九到二十二节。
Chapter 10, verses 19 to 22.
还是先读中文，再读英文。
Let us read them Chinese first.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart.In full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
我们知道，当人犯罪堕落了以后
，After man sinned and fell,
是基路伯把守往生命树的那条道路。
It's now the angel of cherubim guarding the way to the tree of life.
从那个时候开始，人没有办法来到神的面前。
Ever since from that point, man could not approach God.
犹太人他们有律法，有诸约。
Jews, they have the covenants, they have the law.
他们是神的选民。
They are the chosen people of God.
他们有祭司。
They have priests.
他们有大祭司。
They have high priests.
大祭司一年有一天是赎罪日，可以进到至圣所的里面。
The high priest could enter into the most holy place once a year through sacrifices.
但是整个所有的人到至圣所的路其实是有幔子阻隔的。
Yet to everyone else, the way into the most holy place is blocked by a curtain.
那个幔子上面绣着基路伯。
And on that curtain stitched the image of cherub.
这就是拦阻人直接来到神的面前。
So man cannot come to God directly.
当主在十字架上，他为我们受死。
When Jesus died for us on the cross.
他最后呼喊说成了。
When he cried out, it is done.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
Immediately the curtain in the temple.From top to bottom, split into two.
希伯来书那么清楚地告诉我们。
And the book Hebrews said clearly to us.
这个幔子就是他的身体。
That curtain is the body of Jesus.
当我们的主为我们身体裂开的时候。
And when Jesus broke up his body for us.
同样那个幔子也裂开。
In the same time, the curtain was broken.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的
道路。And for us, he opened a new and living way.
叫我们可以经过这条路，我们可以来到至圣的境地。
Through which we can now enter into the most holy place.
到至圣所，带到神的面前。
To our God.
我们可以来到施恩座。
We can come to the seat of grace.
施恩座是约柜的上面的盖子。
And that is the cover above the covenant, the ark of covenant.
这是神同在的地方。
That's where God dwells.
弟兄姐妹，我们。得着的福分是何等的大。
And brother, sister, what a great blessing we have.
今天我们可以坦然无惧的。
We can now have confidence.
来到施恩宝座的。
To come directly to the mercy seat.
我们可以想象这个和旧约这么多犹太人我们实在是差的。太远太远了。
It's such a privilege that all the Jews in the Old Testament did not have.
我们得着的福分比他们大的太多了。
And we have received such a much greater blessing.
他们没有办法 真的来到神面前。
Those Jews could not approach God.
杀牛宰羊。
They can kill bulls, kill goats.
但是牛羊的血断不能除罪。
Yet those blood cannot take away sin.
只是暂时的遮盖。
It just covers things up temporarily.
这些百姓们他们在外院。
And the people of God gather at the outer court.
祭司好像能够进到圣所。
Yes, the high priest could enter into the most holy place.
但是我们看到说，人与神中间有这么大的一个阻隔。
Yeah, definitely, there's a huge block or hindrance between God and man.
今天幔子已经裂开了。
Now the curtain is divided into two.
活路开通了。
And new and living way is open.
弟兄姐妹，到神面前，在神那边，他已经完成了所有的工作。
And as far as God is concerned, He has done everything.
在神那里没有阻隔。
And there's no stoppage from God's side.
但是今天难处在哪里呢？
So what is the problem now?
不在神的那一边。
It's not, does not lie with God.
弟兄姐妹，是在我们的这一边。
But lie with us.
今天到底我们知不知道我们可以这样子来到神的面前？
Do we truly realize we can now come to God?
今天我们知道了，我们愿不愿意来到神的面前？
If we know, are we willing to come to God?
幔子已撤，飞景一瞥，乃是幔内来安居。
Yes, the curtain is split, so we don't just come and visit, but we can dwell inside the curtain now.
主为我们完成这么大的工作。
What God, Jesus has done for us is truly great.
在十字架亲身担当我们的罪。
Because on the cross, He took our sins personally.
他为我们开了这条又新又活的路。
And opened for us a new and living way.
他何等的渴望我们来亲近他。
How He longs to draw us closer.
哦，弟兄姐妹，但是多少时候我们还是在外院，甚至在更远的地方。
But brothers and sisters, the problems that we stay at the outer court are even farther beyond that.
我们求主恩待我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
叫我们看见这条活路已经开通了。
To open our eyes to see this living way is open.
求主在我们里面来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us closer from within.
叫我们来亲近他。
So that we will draw ourselves close to Him.
我得救很多年，在那些时间里面，我并不真的知道这条活路已经开通了。
Even many years after I was saved.I did not truly see that a new and living way has been opened up for me.
后来我到了美国来读书。
And later on, I came to this country to study.
那我刚到美国。
And when I first came to this country,
那刚到学校那里哈。
And I went to the campus.
我先因为没有奖学金，就去找了一个教授帮他改作业。
And because I did not have any scholarship, so I found a professor to be his grader.
一个礼拜二十个小时。
And I will work 20 hours a week.
那不够啊。
But that wasn't enough.
我又到学校的餐厅去找了一份工作。
And I found a job in the cafeteria of campus.
一个礼拜二十几个小时。
And another 20 hours I worked there.
你想想那时候刚刚到美国。
Imagine, I just came to this country.
这个语言是不太通的。
And my English wasn't that great.
以前好像没有用过电脑，现在上课都是要用电脑。
And I came from an environment where I didn't have a computer.
所以有很多这个学习上那种压力。
And so I have sustained a lot of pressure going to school here.
然后二十个小时去改作业。
And spend 20 hours to grade papers and tests.
二十几个小时在餐馆里面。
Another 20 hours in the restaurant.
哎呀，那个餐馆老板叫我在里面切洋葱。
And my job was to cut onions in a little room.
他给我一个蛙镜。
He gave me a goggle.
哎呀，我觉得又热又没用。
I felt the goggle was just suffocating, useless.
反正那个环境是挺不好受的。
It wasn't easy at all.
那最重要就是说，你时刻觉得那个压力啊这么大。
And worse than everything else is that the pressure, academic pressure.
我没有落过聚会啊，所以你看还有很多时间要去聚会。
And also I never miss a church meeting, and so I need to spend time go to church.
那我就觉得我没时间读书啊。
And after all these things, I feel I don't have time to study.
一个礼拜四十几个小时都在工作。
I spend 40 hours or so working.
那还有 好多小时要到学校真的去上课，对不对？
And also time you need to spend by going to classes.
所以你在那里打工的时候，那时候一个小时3块钱，你会觉得哎呀，
压力太大了。The minimum wage was $3 an hour. I felt tremendous pressure to pay for the tuition.
所以有一天我觉得说，哇，这个日子过得真苦。
And you know, one day I just feel, oh, what a suffering life is.
如果成绩不好，下学期就没办法升级到奖学金，我根本活不下去了。
In the meantime, I have to maintain excellent grades so that I can be qualified to apply for scholarship for the next semester.
但是就在那样的压力的底下。
And in the midst of all these pressure,
当我的心转向主。
When I turn my heart toward the Lord.
从抱怨，从不甘心。
From my complaints.
然后呢，稍稍转向主。
I just moved slightly toward the Lord.
一下子就在那样的一个小小的地方，那样的一个非常不舒适的环境，一下子满有主的同在。
In that little room of the kitchen, full of discomfort, suddenly I sense the Lord's presence.
我没有办法形容，但是呢，我知道主在这里。
I cannot fully describe.But I know the Lord is with me.
那个甘甜在里面的那个喜乐
And the joy, that sweetness from within.
叫我能够超过所有我所面对的这些重担
And enable me to surpass all the burdens I was dealing with.
那是第一次主带我好像经历到进入幔内的生活
That was the very first time the Lord showed me the life behind the curtain.
过去我信主，我知道主你坐在高天之上的
Before that, I have believed in the Lord for many years, and my idea is that He is high up in the throne.
我知道他为我舍命，他为我流血
I knew He gave His life for me, He shed His blood for me.
但他离我很远的
But He was quite far away from me.
他在荣耀里面
He is in His glory.
我祷告打电报啪啪啪这样打上去的
My prayer is like sending a telegram all the way up.
那什么时候他来成全，那我是不知道的。
And I have to leave everything else to him. I don't know when he will respond.
但是那一天，一下子好像进到了神的面前，
But that day,
到了主的面前。
Suddenly, I was brought into his presence.
啊，我就觉得这是一个何等有福的生活。
And I felt such a blessed way of living.
他负我所有的重担。
And he can carry all my burdens.
啊，我能够一面。做这些事情
So I could be doing the work in front of me
啊，一面唱诗歌
But also singing hymns in my heart
一面能够祷告
And pray to him
一面享受主的同在
Enjoy his presence
哎呀，这个时间过得就非常的有意义了
And the time passing became very meaningful
当然我后来也发现了很奇妙
Of course, I discovered something after that too
一面工作
When I do my work
一面亲近主
I can draw myself to the Lord
一面呢把所有的作业好像都想通了
at the same time my mind will be working and figure out all the homework
所以回家很快都把作业都写完了
so I could finish homework very fast once I arrive home
我觉得其他的还不是重要最重要的今天真的是经历到了我们可以进入幔内
the most important thing is that I experienced the fact thatI can enter into the curtain.
在幔内来过生活。
And I can live my life in that curtain.
我们因耶稣的血可以坦然进入至圣所。
We can now enter into the most holy place with confidence because of the blood of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，不止我们得着一个地位。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you and I do not just obtain a position.
我们都要求主吸引我们。
We need to ask the Lord to draw us closer.
来到神的面前。
To come to God.
然后第二个看到说，今天他要成就魂的救恩。
And he wants to achieve the saving of the soul.
希伯来书4:12说神的道是活泼的是有功效的
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says For the word of God is living and active
比一切两刃的剑更快
Sharper than any double-edged sword
甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开
It penetrates even to dividing souls and spirit joints and marrow
连心中的思念和主意都能辨明
It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart
今天 神的话在我们身上要做一件非常奇妙的工作。
The word of God wants to do something wonderful and marvelously on us.
叫我们的魂与灵能够被分开的。
To divide our soul from our spirit.
只叫我们的今天魂能够得着拯救的。
So that our soul can be saved.
我们的灵得救是在我们信主的那一个时刻。
Our spirit has been quickened and saved at the moment when we believe in the Lord.
但是我们这一生呢，神正在制作我们，改变我们。
But it will take our entire life for us to work on us and change us.
在十章三十九节说，我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致魂得救的人。
And chapter 10 verse 39 says, But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved.
中文写的灵魂得救，其实他那个灵是没有的，是魂得救的人。
Here, those people believe and their soul are saved.
今天我们需要经历，需要来认识以外呢，在每一天的生活之中，我们求主来制作我们，改变我们。
Therefore, we not only know about it, experience it, and every day we ask the Lord to change us.
刚刚诗班唱一首非常宝贵的诗歌，Oh, 我要像你。
And the choir just sang that beautiful song, Oh, to be just like thee.
在我们的中心刻主的形象。
Stamp your own image deep on my heart.
我们要像主。
Oh, I want to be like.
像他的甘甜，像他的真坚。
Like your sweetness, like your honesty.
那这个像主讲到我们魂的得救。
And this likeness speaks of the saving of our soul life.
当主的话，神的话说出来。
When the word of God is spoken.
他的话像两刃的利剑。
It will be like a double-edged sword.
有很多弟兄姐妹，我相信我们都经历到。
And I believe many of us has this experience.
我们得着了主的话。
When we have the word from God.
一下子叫我们灵与魂骨皆与骨髓，今天我们能够赤露剖开。
Suddenly our condition is fully revealed.
叫我们一下子看见我真实的情形。
And we see our true condition.
我记得我们在预备买这个会所的时候
I remember when we were about to buy this property, church.
我知道我们那时候人很少，我们的钱是更少。
At the time, the congregation was very small, and also the money is very little.
所以其实一讲到要买会所啊什么，大家都是有点心虚的。
So we weren't very confident when we talk about buying a church.
那里面也是有很重担，或者是有一种忧愁的。
And sometimes we feel very burdened, also have some worries.
这是很自然，我们魂里面真实的情形。
That was something very natural for our soul life.
那天在祷告会里面。
That night when we were praying the church prayer meeting.
有一位姊妹她祷告说，你们所需要的，在你们祈求以先，你们的天父他都知道。
And that night, a sister prayed that God, our Father, is fully aware of your need even before you ask.
你说圣经的话，可能大家都很熟悉，都读过的。
And you say, you know, we all know about this verse.
但是那一天，主在我们里面，在我们中间，向我们众人说话的时候。
Yeah, that day when the Lord suddenly spoke to all of us in the midst of the prayer meeting.
一下子我们看到，我那个天然的生命是很多担心的，是其实是很不幸的。
And suddenly I saw my true condition, or my natural life is full of disbelief and worries.
一下子把我们灵与魂分开。
Suddenly the Holy Spirit divided my spirit from my soul.
叫我们的信心能够摸着我们的主。
And I can reach out through faith our Lord.
所以后面你又看见神做很奇妙的事情。
And we all know what happened. Wonderful things happened after that.
神说话。
The Lord spoke.
他成就。
And he would do it.
我们看了现在的救恩，我们还要看到将来的救恩。
And after we talk about our salvation in the present time,We want to talk about salvation in the future.
我们知道不只叫我们的灵得救。
You know, salvation not only saves our spirit and soul.
在我们的一生，叫我们的魂能够得救。
And He works on us all the days of our life so that our soul life can be saved.
有一天，我们的主还要再来。
And one day our Lord is coming back.
我们的身体要得赎。
And our body will be redeemed.
希伯来书二章十节说，原来那为万物所属为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should take the author of their salvation.
使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Perfect through suffering.
所以今天我们看到我们的主他要率领众子能够一同进到荣耀里面去。
So we can see that one day our Lord is going to bring many sons into glory.
那这个是讲到我们到那一天要和主一同在荣耀里面，我们身体要得赎。
One day in His glory, our bodies will be redeemed.
我们看到在那一天真的是新天新地来到。
And we will see the new heaven and new earth.
我们看到圣城新耶路撒冷。
We will see the holy city of God.
启示录讲到最后神旨意的完成。
And the book of Revelation tells us the completion of God's plan.
那希伯来书它不但让我们知道主他要率领众子进入荣耀。
And the book of Hebrews show us not only one day He's taking many sons into glory.
其实神创造人的时候，我们是为着他的荣耀被创造的。
When we were made initially, it was for through His image and likeness.
今天我们看见整个世界上的人。
And you look around, all the people in this world.
是亏缺了神的荣耀。
The truth is that we have fallen short of God's glory.
今天我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
And you and I, faith the children of God.
我们看看自己是不是能够彰显神的荣耀。
Look at ourselves. Am I showing forth the glory of God?
你说主啊怜悯我们。
We say, Lord, have mercy on us.
我们还有这么多的缺点，这么多的软弱。
I still have all these shortcomings and weaknesses.
但是主的话是那么的确定。
But the word of the Lord is so certain here.
我们的主他要率领众子进入荣耀。
One day, our Lord will be bringing many sons to glory.
神要把我们带回到他原初的心意。
To bring us back to His initial purpose.
和他的荣耀是有份的。
So that we can have a part of His glory.
我们里面要真实的来敬拜我们的主。
We need to worship Him from the depth of our heart for that.
这么大的救恩。
Such a great salvation.
我们怎么能够忽略呢？
How can we ignore it?
他告诉我们说，你们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩。
That since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful.
照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
希伯来书十二章第二十九节说到，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Chapter 12 verse 29 says, For our God.Is a consuming fire.
我们的神乃是烈火。
Our God is a consuming fire.
他要得着的是不能震动的国。
What He wants to obtain is a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
所有能够被震动掉的都要震动掉。
Therefore, anything can be shaken will be removed.
所有不属于主的，他都要用烈火来焚烧。
Anything that is not of the Lord will be burned away.
弟兄姐妹，今天。主正在做这样的工作。
Dear brothers and sisters, our God is doing this work right now.
他在震动。
He's shaking things away.
他在焚烧。
He's burning things away.
当我们愿意来到主的面前。
When we are willing to come to Him.
圣灵光照。
The Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
圣灵启示。
Will reveal God to us.
圣灵焚烧。
Will burn, draws away.
今天若我们不来到主的面前
But if we do not come to the Lord
也许你觉得说我的生活好像都过得还蛮平顺的
And you may feel everything goes well in your life
今天也许我们也热心的来服侍
And maybe you are serving God with zealous
我们好像也可以做很多的事情
And we can do many things in life
但是今天和这么大的救恩
Yet compared to the greatness of the salvation
可能我们还是在外面的。
We are still standing outside of it.
我们可能在外院在那里忙碌。
I'm busy in the outer court.
弟兄姐妹，主要带我们来到他的面前。
But the Lord wants to take us into His presence.
他要做成那荣耀的工作。
He wants to finish that glorious work.
只有在圣灵的光中。
Only in the light of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一光照，一启示。
When He enlightens, when He reveals,
我们扑倒在他的面前。
We will fall to our faces before Him.
圣灵叫我们看见我们真实的情形。
Only Holy Spirit will show us our true condition.
哦，那个圣火在我们里面来焚烧。
Oh, holy fire burn within us.
除去我们里面所有的悲情下品。
To do away with all our dross.
我们求主吸引我们竭力的来追求。
And may the Lord draw us near so that we can pursue Him.
我很感谢主在年轻的时候有很多的同伴，大家真的是非常热切的来追求主。
I'm very thankful when I was young, I had so many companions that we pursued the Lord together.
我遇到一位就是在我旁边这一位哈。
One of them was my wife.
我记得在84年那年夏令特会。
I remember in 1984 was the summer conference too.
其实那几年弟兄姐妹都非常竭力的追求。
And during those years, many young brothers and sisters pursued the Lord together.
我比他们还年长一些，所以我后来也做了小组长。
And I was older than a lot of them, so I was one of the group leaders.
啊，我们每一天早上七点就到教会，我们在那里追求啊，在那里祷告。
Every morning at 7 a.m. we would go to church there and we'll pray together.
但是经过了好几年，
But after many years,
我带的小组的这些同伴啊，
I noticed that my group members,
啊，他们在夏令会里面被圣灵充满，他们都真的非常的蒙福。
They were so blessed and they were filled by the Holy Spirit in the conference.
啊，我觉得我祷告并不比他们少。
But I pray more than they did.
我还教导他们圣经。
I even taught them things about the Bible.
但是每一次到了特会最后一天，最后一个晚上，最后人都走光了。
But every time on the very last night of the conference when everybody else left,
啊，主啊，你不要弃掉我。
I was trying to remind the Lord, don't forget me.
啊，我记得到了85年的，是84年的时候。
I remember in 1984,
那天也是到了特会最后一个晚上结束了。
That was the last night of the summer conference.
哎，我说主啊，你为什么又弃掉我了哈？
And I asked the Lord, why did you skip me again?
所以我离开那个会场的时候，我们在一个大学，那是已经很晚了。
And we used a university nearby as our conference site. I remember after the meeting was late at night.
我就跟神在那里一直摔跤。
And I was negotiating, arguing with the Lord, wrestling with him.
别人怎么都这么蒙福啊？
Look, Lord, all these people are so blessed.
为什么我好像什么都没有得着？
How come I had nothing?
哎呀，我这么努力的追求，怎么都没有啊
？And I pursue you with such a zeal, and how come I receive nothing？
那心里真的是很痛苦。
And I was in pain。
所以我就在校园里面一直走。
So I was pacing on campus。
就没有回到宿舍去。
I did not return to my dorm room。
那一直走，走到天快亮的时候。
I kept on walking, and before I knew it, it was dawn。
那个跟神那个摔跤啊。
I was wrestling with my God。
抱怨呢。
I was complaining。
然后到了快要清晨的时候，我坐下来。
And when the dawn was arriving, I was tired, so I sat down。
当我一坐下来。
And the moment I sat down。
主来了。
The Lord came。
非常甘甜的同在。
His presence was so sweet.
主好像在那里问我，我把自己给你。
And the Lord, as if the Lord was asking me that I have given myself to you.
你还要什么呢？
What else do you need?
我一下子看见我一直在要的，别人得着的，为什么我没有呢？
And my eyes were suddenly open. I saw that all I wanted because people got something else.
他这么得着好多圣灵的恩赐啊，经历，我怎么没有呢？
I wanted the spiritual gifts or experience that the other people have.
主说我是把自己给了你。
But the Lord told me that I have given myself to you.
哦，那天一个甘甜的爱围绕着我。
Oh, that sweet love of the Lord surrounded me that day.
我向主认罪悔改。
So I repented before the Lord.
主也让我看到另外一件事情。
And the Lord show me one thing.
是我们花很多时间彼此代祷。
Yes, we spend time interceding for others.
啊，祝福弟兄啊，祝福姐妹啊。
We bless this brother, we bless that sister.
特别在圣灵会里面，圣灵啊，大大的充满他。
Especially in the conference with the Lord, fill him up with the Holy Spirit.
但是他得着了，我却很不高兴。
Yet, I wasn't happy when they received the Holy Spirit.
因为我没有得着。
Because I didn't have it.
我没有看到。基督的身体。
I fail to see the body of Christ.
原来我们是在一个身体的里面。
I fail to see that we are one in the body.
我们真实的彼此代求。
And when we truly pray for each other,
他得着了，我们应该欢喜快乐。
We should rejoice when other is blessed.
弟兄姐妹，得着主是上好的福分。
Dear brothers and sisters, having the Lord Himself is the best.
今天主他就在我们的中间。
And the Lord is here right now.
他要亲自的充满我们每一位。
And He wants to fill each and every of us.
我们所注意的不是在主之外这个恩赐或者是那一个情形。
Our attention should not be on spiritual gifts or certain experiences.
我们的主他是超越的那一位。
Our Lord Himself is the superior one.
我们渴望遇见主。
We should long to meet him.
我们渴望他充满在我们的里面。
We long to have him fill us up.
我们渴望他真的带我们进入幔内。
And we long that he will bring us inside his veil.
弟兄姐妹，不是在聚会的时候我们享受他的同在。
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't just enjoy his presence in our gathering.
我们知道在生活里面他时刻与我们同在。
But in our daily life, he should be with us every moment.
愿晚间我们一同来到主的面前。
Therefore, tonight, let us come to our Lord together.
当我们愿意把我们自己交在主的手里。
If we're willing to entrust ourselves in our Lord's hand.
当祭坛上有很多的祭物奉献摆在上面的时候。
When there are many willing offerings on the altar of the Lord.
圣火要从天而降。
The holy fire would be sent down.
哦，要焚烧所有的祭物。
To burn away all the sacrifices.
圣灵的焚烧一方面是烧掉我们一切的卑情下品。
And the meaning of burning has two sides. One is to burn away our base.
另外一面，它焚烧我们，悦纳我们的奉献。
On the other hand, that He takes pleasure, He accepts our offering.
我们来唱诗歌255首。
Let us sing hymn 255.